Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella School Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to discuss upcoming construction projects following the bond measure that passed in November.
So let's talk construction as we are between now, when this is airing, Greg, Christmas and New Year's. And when the new year begins, many people know that the bond issue passing in November, you're hoping to have some projects start almost immediately, really centering around the high school. So let's start there, coming up on January 10th, the kind of kickoff you're hoping, with several bids coming in, potentially for HVAC, the high school gym improvements, and then some stuff over at the stadium, the initial round of the stadium improvements. Let our listeners know kind of the key projects within that piece that's going to really kick off our construction in January, February, and why it's important to start with those projects.
You know, so there's certainly with the HVAC, there's a lead time for equipment, and we're hoping to get that equipment installed this summer. So that's not only HVAC at the high school, but also sprinkler systems at the high school. So the whole high school building will be sprinkled after we have this project completed. And so there's a lead time on things, and everyone knows that we're dealing with supply chain issues in lots of different areas. HVAC is one of those. So we want to get on that, give us enough time to get that equipment, to get it installed this summer, and really plan on having, you know, many parts of our building completed when school starts next year, ready to go for having those things done at the high school. And then we also are doing some upgrades to our bleachers in our competitive gym at the high school, which is the gym that most people attend games at. And so bleachers need to be improved there. We've had some issues with those bleachers, and it's just time to replace them. So that's going to happen. And then also the first phase of the stadium project is going to be replacing our turf. Our turf is 13 years old now. Usually the life of turf they consider between 10 and 15 years. So we're right at that time frame. So before we do a lot of other work to the outside pieces of the stadium with the stands and the press box and all those things, the first phase of that project is to get the turf replaced. So that'll also be next summer. At least that's the plan. Hopefully, again, supply chain issues could delay that, but we're hoping that that's all done over the course of next summer, and we're ready to go when football season comes.
Well, and then the other piece that's going to be noticeable next year in terms of next summer is going to be the tennis courts over at Caldwell Park, and that's hoping to be done in conjunction with the straightening of the road, hopefully sometime next year, depending on the city council's budget process. And it looks like right as the tennis season's about to end, that's when the courts will be moved north. The school will assume those. The expediency of that project, Greg, as I understand, is not necessarily because you want to have tennis courts fast. That would be nice, but it's to help the city with their project and planning as well.
All right. We've looked for several years to have a street improvement on University that, as it runs right in front of the tennis courts that are currently there. That street's not in good shape. It's been in not great shape for quite a while, and so it needs an improvement. And the city's recognizes that, wants to make that improvement. But to do that, we'd like to take out kind of the S curve that's in it, just make more of a smooth straight angle on that street to make it a little bit safer than what it currently is. And so to do that, though, the edge of the street will go right over the top of the current tennis courts. So those tennis courts have to be abandoned. They have kind of, they really are at the end of their useful life. The subsurface of those courts are moving a lot. So every year we get ginormous cracks in those courts, and we end up resurfacing, you know, almost every year, every other year, which is not, you know, a cost-effective way to do business. We've got to deal with the foundation of those courts. And so to do that, though, those courts will get moved to the north. And so they'll hopefully we have somewhere between 8 to 12 courts that the plan is for the new courts, depending upon kind of our budget and what we can put in it. But in the end, that'll allow for the city then also to do that street next summer. And so we're planning on University to be reconstructed there, really in between Caldwell, or right as it goes through Caldwell, and so that'll be a good thing, and it'll just make a nice transition coming up to our school.
Now, the three signature pieces, I would probably call the bond issue, certainly the most expensive and the most visually changing. A lot of that construction we won't see until next school year. So we're talking Early Childhood Center, which, again, for people who don't know, is essentially a large expansion at Madison to allow for preschool of multiple grade levels. Jefferson's Connector, and then the renovation will be the tail end of the entire project. And then the stadium piece. We talked about the turf and track, but obviously the big piece there is the new bleachers and press box on the home side, new restroom facilities, and so on. So people may not notice the significant changes outside of maybe the tennis courts until next school year, but those are coming on the horizon.
Yeah, they are. The planning for those are ongoing. So really, we're into planning on Early Childhood Center right now. We plan to keep moving that forward. Hope that will go out for bids and then some groundbreaking next fall. And some, you'll see some dirt work and things probably happening next fall. So we're probably 9 months, 10 months away from that. But we do plan then the about a year from now, we're hoping to put the Jefferson Middle School project out for bids. And then so that would be spring of 23 before we'll see some things happening there. So it's going to happen, basically it's just about all the projects will get started in the next 18 months. It's just that they'll be kind of phased in and we'll do different pieces. But it's exciting, and we'll have a lot of different things going on in hopes that we can keep it all moving forward and under budget.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling.
If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts. And subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.